They think they know you, they don't really know you. They just see you at Nobu. And if you don't speak, they think you're antisocial. They don't care that you just wanna eat your dinner in peace, or that you got some crazy stalker trying to locate where you be. Cause if you got a few awards and a bad bitch you dine with, well, niggas just assume you on some Hollywood and Vine shit. And so they talk about how much you change, or that you're too good to come and hang. But truth is, you forgot to put your contacts in today, so you can't see some niggas sitting six tables away. But now you see what it is to be mistaken for someone who won gold, but whose soul just faded away. And yeah, you try not to care, but the wear and tear of being misunderstood is such a heavy burden to bear, that you put it in a song you just hope to hear. They think they know you, but you know they got the wrong idea. Well, motherfucker, tear. They say you're fake, but you know you're being so sincere, so you just put it in a song that you hope to hear. They think they know you, but you know they got the wrong idea. Yeah. Yeah. They think they know you, they don't really know you at all. See, all they truly know is that you wrote a song and they played it at the Super Bowl. So yeah, they try to box you as a writer. You wrote something. Wouldn't you call someone a fighter if they throw punches? So fuck the fact you used to rap, cause no one really cares. They just wanna say they know somebody that's a millionaire. It's good enough for them, it should be good enough for you too. Or they take their imperfections and project that shit on you. Like, yeah, you might have had a little buzz with no cosign, and you ain't got no pics of Jigga on your timeline. So how the fuck you tryin' be the best of all time? Man, you ain't high, nigga, stop lying. And can you blame them for the skew vision? Would you expect an eagle eye from a stool pigeon? They rather see you crucified over true religion than to see you do it different. So you can put the album out, nigga, but who would listen? Really, who would listen to a new edition? Never mind the fact that you was spitting. They rather hear about who you kissing or your roof was missing than to hear that Andre Biggie Pac and Nas from it was written. They don't really know you, they just heard you got rich and then reneged on your proposal. And that sounds just like some industry shit. You know, leaving a real woman for some industry bitch. So they paint you in this corner, assuming that you fit into it. And then they talk about you all belligerent, without even knowing you. And knowing you still take care of your ex. Then when she lost her job and couldn't carry the stress, well, you were right there. I guess they overlooked that. They just mad you got an opportunity and took that to a level that they would never reach. So they waste their energy hating on you daily, trying to erase the memories of all the good things you've ever done in your life. To the point you think, well, maybe they're right. And as soon as you concede you lost sight and got blinded by the lights, you get a text from your ex, I still love you, good night. I still love you, good night. I was at this Grammy lunch and sipping coffee, when I realized the keys of my success was on that Casio she bought me, B-flat.